Hi, my name is Omid Vadapura, fourth year pharmacy student at the University of Utah, and this is my PharmD project, the Opioid Use Disorder Planning Grant for rural Utah. To give some background information, opioid use disorder is highly prevalent in the United States, especially in Utah. When compared to the rest of the United States, Utah actually has a higher average number of opioid prescriptions per 100 people. It's about 64 out of every 100. And on the flip side, only about 30% of providers are licensed to administer medication-assisted treatment, or MAT, for opioid use disorder treatment. It is unknown why more providers in rural Utah are not licensed to provide MAT therapy, and this study aims to gather information and create a supportive guide to overcoming any barriers that they reported. To talk a little bit about our methods, a list of providers in rural Utah was obtained through the Division of Occupational and Professional Licensing, or DOPPL. A survey was prepared employing Microsoft Word and then distributed to these providers, which would allow them to report barriers that they believed stood in the way of them becoming MAT licensed or expanding their MAT practices. The survey was distributed through Gmail and ended up being distributed a total of 3 times. As you can tell from our results section, we sent about 11,800 surveys and received 0 responses. We believe that reasons for this lack of response could be the current COVID-19 pandemic, increased provider burnout, and increased patient loads, and then the length of the survey format, and the distribution method could have all played a role in our low response rate. To discuss why we think this happened, we think that the COVID-19 pandemic played a large part in increasing patient loads for providers and increasing burnout rates for them. In addition, because we use Gmail, we believe that it's possible that some providers may have had the survey sent directly to their junk or spam folders, and so that's why they never saw it and could not respond. In addition, by putting the survey in a Word document, it was a little more effort for the providers to download it, fill it out, and then return it. So we think that those are some of the reasons that we didn't receive any responses. So in conclusion, we learned that when you send a survey to physicians, especially ones that do have an increased workload in the setting of a COVID-19 pandemic, the survey format that minimizes the amount of effort that providers have to exert to complete that survey is critical. If we had achieved any sort of response rate for our survey, we expected that our solutions guide would have ended up focusing on the process to become MAT licensed and educating providers on the benefits that MAT therapy can have for their patients. Thank you.